Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 8:32. It's the lighter side of the news. Salt, what do you have?
All right, Christine, I have a pair of crimes in Connecticut. I have a pair of medical oddities in India. Plus, I have some other odd news from around the world.
Isn't that a full house? A pair, and other oddities?
I think so.
Yes.
I think so. All right, we're going to start with the teen in India who was complaining of problems with her stomach. The 14-year-old had complained about stomach pain and vomiting, and she went to the doctors, and they diagnosed her with something called Rapunzel syndrome. This is a rare condition.
No.
It's only reported 60 times prior to this girl.
Can I guess?
Yes. What do you think it is? Rapunzel syndrome.
Eating her own hair.
They found a 3-pound hairball in her stomach.
Oh, no.
Yep.
That would give you an upset stomach.
Gross.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, moving on to our other medical oddity in India. A 17-year-old girl found herself with stomach pain. This time, it was not a 3-pound hairball. It was her twin. We've heard this before where the twin was growing inside of her, but usually this happens within men. But this was the case.
Wait, what are you talking about? I've never heard of this before.
So she, when she was in utero,
right,
was one twin, and she ate her sibling, and then her sibling began growing inside of her throughout her life.
Come, that's not even possible.
It's totally possible.
You're making this up.
Yes, a scan revealed the mass in her stomach had a fat density area, soft tissue, and multiple calcified density components of various sizes.
But it wasn't alive.
Resembling vertebrae, ribs, and long bones.
Okay, but so she ate her twin.
It was kept growing in there.
But it wasn't still alive after she ate it like a snake that eats a, you know, it's, it come on.
I won't make this up. I mean, it would be hilarious if I made it up, but I wasn't. All right, let's move over to the criminals of Connecticut.
Yes, please.
This one is just bonkers. Actually, cuckoo is the term. An 88-year-old Connecticut man was arrested for allegedly showing up at his nephew's place of work with a gun, telling employees he was going to shoot him.
Wow.
Now, he did this because, you know, when he was asked and he was detained by the police and he was arrested later,
yeah,
he said, well, he stole some stuff and he damaged my cuckoo clock.
So obviously the thing to do is to grab a gun.
That's what he did. He said, I was going to shoot him in the leg. I wasn't going to
do anything. Just a small leg wound.
Just to teach him a lesson.
Flesh wound.
He was released on a $5,000
bond.
They
let the guy out?
Yeah, so please, you know, if you are a cuckoo aficionado, please do not get anywhere near this guy.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is the craziest story. I don't know. I don't know if Aaron Kupak had this in news. I think this should be the lead news story. Everywhere in Connecticut today, 6 seniors, and I'm not talking high school seniors or college seniors. I'm talking senior citizens.
Okay.
Were caught in public in Fairfield County having sex.
So, am I allowed to say?
I don't know.
They were in an open space. They were in
a type of fruit party.
They were in the Grace Richardson parcel. It's an 87-acre piece of land.
Oh, a parcel, of course.
Yes. And police officers came upon the gaggle of seniors who were copulating in the field. They were a 67-year-old, 2 62-year-olds, a 75-year-old, and then 2 seniors in their 80s.
I feel like 67 isn't that old anymore.
It's not.
So those guys, you can remove them from, you know, but the 85-year-old and the 70-year-old, good for them.
But Richard and Joyce, who were in their 80s.
Oh, so it was a mixture of men and women.
Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't all men. It wasn't all women. It was men and women. It was couples.
Okay.
And they were all released with a promise to appear back in court.
In the nude?
I don't know. All right, and our final criminal act comes from the great state of Florida.
I was hoping there was a Florida
there
man.
There has to be a Florida okay. story every morning. Now, you've heard of Stone Cold Steve Austin, the wrestler, correct?
Of course.
Now, a lot of people might not know his finishing move. It's when he takes two beers, sometimes, you know, tall boys.
Okay.
He cracks them open, shotguns them, and then crushes the cans, you know, and throws them down.
That's his signature boom.
Is signature boom. Well, this happened to a man in Florida when his girlfriend, Chastity Bonaire, 23, had a physical altercation with him.
You are making this up.
No, he reportedly...
Her name is Chastity Boner?
Bonaire.
What? Okay.
She got upset when he told her that she drinks too much. He left to go out into the garage. She followed him out in the garage and then, quote, enraged and went, Stone Cold Steve Austin on my ass, crushing the beer cans on his skull.
Oh, man, is he okay?
He actually got arrested, too, because when the deputies came to investigate the domestic violence call, he actually gave them lip, and he ended up getting arrested as well.
But you know he had a serious hangover, but it wasn't from drinking. It was getting the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Getting the stunner.
96.5 TIC.